y soy...
I'm working at Finatresnal in the part of investigation and education and also in the Finatresnal.
Can you tell me something about Neste's relationship with farmers in Colombia?
So the relationship to farmers have been opened, like between the same farms have been opened a long time ago when they started to get into the agricultural business. They started producing milk for Nestle. The farmers had been displaced by the first wave of violence in Colombia. So Nestle took advantage of the situation and also promoted that thousands of acres of wood were cut to turn the land into land for stock breeding. So what happened is that a big quantity of small farmers, or they managed to have a great number of small farmers that sold their milk to Nestle. So when Nestle totally controlled this part of the market, the milk market, they changed their strategy in to buy the product. So the stations, they had to collect the milk, they were handed over to big landowners. So in that sense, the big landowners became a sort of intermediary between Nestle and small farmers. And what happened too is that Nestle wanted to lower the prices also by importing milk from other countries, which is powdered milk imported into Colombia. So what happened is when the prices fell, the cattle breeders started to expose small farmers from their land to be able to have more cattle and sell more milk and thus compensate the losses in income they had suffered. Even if Nestle isn't the only company that has contributed to the concentration of lands in Colombia, it definitely has helped a lot in that process in the past 5 years.
Do you have any idea how many small farmers were affected by Nestle's strategy?
We're talking about two regions, one is the Caribbean coast and one is in the Amazonas. And talking about these two regions, we could say that about 150,000 families were affected by Nestle politics.
But are they able to farm cattle somewhere else and make their living that way?
So the farmers that lose their cattle and lose their lands, they basically lose everything they have. And they either become land workers or workers in any agricultural business that there legally is in Colombia.
Do you think this is just the way modern farming works and that Nestle hasn't done anything particularly wrong?
Nestle has made two things, but they're basically different in this tendency. These two things are that they totally manipulated the milk market in Colombia and the coffee market. In the coffee market, I already told you about the milk market, and in the coffee market, for this politics, about 150,000 families lost their income in Colombia. The concentration of land is of such a dimension that it doubled in the past decade. Today it's 0.3% of the people in Colombia that own 60% of the land of the country. And Nestle with its politics has contributed to this process.
Those dairy and coffee farmers that are still supplying Nestle, are they enjoying a good standard of living?
First,
we said that there are no direct links between the farmers and Nestle. There's no contract that Nestle signs with the farmers. It involves how Nestle dealt with the products that the life of those farmers was directly affected. So on the one hand, their income became smaller, of course, because of the prices that sank. We got reduced for milk and coffee, and on the one hand also because of the relationship between the peso in Colombia and the dollar.
In Britain, Nestle has launched a new fair trade coffee, and they're using this to say it's just another example of how they're trying to help people in developing countries by trading with them and by paying a fair price for their products. What do you think about this?
Bueno, me parece un chiste, ¿no?
It's a big joke. They're just lying. The sales of Nestle in the coffee market, that's thousands of millions of dollars. And if we were asking how much the percentage is of the fair trade market, it wouldn't be that big. The price for the farm to which they sell the coffee has been reduced by two-thirds since the international contract in the coffee market was broken. But if Nestle was giving back the losses those farmers are suffering, then we could start talking about fair trade. Fair trade means to actually pay what the coffee is worth and not to lower the prices and put pressure on them to be able to reduce them.
But isn't this just the way that business works? So aren't you asking a lot of Nestlé? What is it you really want Nestlé to do?
Bueno, nosotros exigimos varias cosas. Por un lado, que Nestlé...
So we demand several things. One of them is that Nestlé respects the national and food sovereignty of different peoples, of all peoples. That's one thing we demand. In the first case of sovereignty, it means that we have to create a different kind of trade in the world. So what happens is that the big multinationals, for example, in the coffee market, they don't only dominate the market of the sales of the coffee that has been harvested, but they also dominate the transport and they also dominate the market of consumption. So that's a lot. And also in relationship to between them and what the people in the in third world countries produce, it sort of deteriorates the conditions of the people. And we demand that this has to change in the first place. In the second place, we demand that they respect the decisions, the sovereign decisions of the state, and also the local decisions of the producers. The producers have to be protected from the monopolies of the coffee market multinationals, but they also have to be protected of cheap imports from outside the country, as it happens today in Colombia. And also the subsidies that exist in industrialized countries, subsidies that amount to around $300 million, have to be abolished so that there is a basis of equal commerce. That the multinationals that operate in a country have to respect the laws in that country, they have to respect the producers in that country, and they have to respect the collective bargaining contracts with the workers in that country. We don't want them to favor corruption and use their influence with powerful people in their respective countries.
What do you hope to achieve by bringing these issues to the tribunal here in Switzerland?
We hope that all the people who participate in this event and a broader audience will learn about what the multinational does. We would also like international pressure to occur, an international pressure on Nestlé as well here in the industrialized countries as in the southern countries, so that those multinational companies will have to change their behavior. And this isn't possible if there isn't a big international anti-globalization movement.
Okay, thank you very much.